Hey, what's happening? This is Abe Cunningham from Deftones, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Hey, this is Michael from Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We're delighted to have Abe Cunningham of the group The Deftones, who are playing June 9th here in Chicago at Northerly Island with our Chicago boys, Rise Against. And we welcome Abe to the show. Abe, what's going on, man? How have you been?
I'm good, Michael. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing so well. Well, we can't thank you enough. Like we said a little bit off air, I'm really excited to have you back in Chicago. I mean, this is going to be a fantastic show. How's the tour going so far?
We're actually going to be the first night of the tour. We just got back from Europe and had about 3 weeks off. So We're flying out, I believe, the 7th. No, actually, yeah, flying out the 7th, and we start up on the 9th. So that'll be the first night.
Yeah, you just came back from that great European tour, playing everywhere from Dublin to Germany, Paris. I saw all the photos on the Deftones Twitter page. It's fantastic.
Right.
How was it playing over there? What are the crowds like in that European setting when it comes to metal?
I mean, they're amazing. You know, we've been going over there for many, many, many years. Probably part of, you know, better part of 20, 25 years now. We've been popping across and playing shows. And, you know, initially it was always kind of took a bit quicker to, it sounds terrible to say it, but I mean, just initially especially with the festivals they have over there, you know, they have some of these festivals that have been going on for like, you know, 40 plus years and just these amazing weekend.
Yeah, the festivals there are huge.
You know, yeah, now they're finally starting to get festivals like that over in the States, which is really cool. But very, very open-minded, you know, initially, especially with us too. So, probably the reason why we still go back so much, you know? Plus, I like going places.
The travel must be really nice. Yeah, I would say. Do you have to revamp your set list or anything when you go over there, or make sure you don't touch on any certain subject or anything, or is it just, you know, just play what you got down?
I mean, usually these days, if we go back to the city, we'll ask our tour manager to pop up the set list from last time, just to, you know, make sure we're not doubling up on things. But, you know, once you get a nice set list going, kind of start running with things, but we have quite a bit of material too, so we're trying to pop new things in and also a lot of old. And as a matter of fact, this last tour over there, we were playing some songs we hadn't touched in a really, really long time. So you know, it's nice to be in that position to have material to play, and it's a matter of rehearsing and getting it tight. So you want to keep it fun, and certainly for yourself, you don't want to be that band that's playing the same set every night when, you know, people can check online and they know what you're playing. And it's kind of a weird walk you have to teeter, because, you know, you want to see those songs no matter what. And, you know, it's just trying to keep it fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I think that your fans really appreciate that. And they have for so many years. I mean, you guys have been in a band since the late 80s. To see you guys, how much you've grown and this connection to your fan base and everything is fantastic. Because I remember when you guys had just started, when you put out that first album, you guys toured nearly every single day. I mean, how has it been? Like, are you used to the tour process now that you've got it pretty much down to a science? Or is it every time, is it still kind of the same kind of butterflies you get when you roll out on tour?
You know, I mean, there's always some butterflies, and that's a good thing, man. I must say that I don't think we have it all figured out, but we've certainly streamlined and got our whole touring situation down, you know. And we used to tour so relentlessly back in the day when we were, you know, we were out to conquer the world and, you know, just go. We'd just go. And nowadays we've finally achieved this. We've been searching for balance forever, man, and we finally found a bit of that. So we're able to tour, you know, maybe go out for a month of time here, come home for a couple of weeks, and like Europe was just exactly 1 month, and we've had 3 weeks off, and then we start up in Chicago, and that's another month. And, you know, so it's just a nice way to do things. We can still be normal and live lives, but also rock and have a blast. And so it's different, you know. And plus, we really can't be, you know, if you're not in someone's town, someone else is. So you got to be smart, you know, with your routing and how you plan it. And so, you know, proper planning.
Right on, man. Yeah, it's very true. Now, when you go on tour, do you do anything for fun? How does Abe Cunningham kill time on tour? Are you watching good movies, reading good books?
There's a lot of time. That's one of the killers of tour. You know, I like to cruise. I like to walk around, but, you know, obviously days off, nice meal, something like that. But I just walk. Frank and I and some of the other guys, we just cruise cities, man, cruise towns, and, you know, take it in and check it out. It's nice to be able to go back to these places that we've been to many times, but you know, when we were a little bit younger, maybe maybe there were some hangovers and
yep.
pretty much so. And that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, we still have a blast, but it's really important to, you know, just really take in where you're at, you know, because you never know if you get to go back. So definitely cruising towns. We have bikes and bikes on tour too. So just out cruising.
Very cool, man. Very cool. I mean, if you're such a well-known band, I'm sure it's hard to like get around and go to all the hot spots you want to hit up, just because you're kind of well-known and you have so much stuff to do. Like, you got to get some sleep on that tour too. I did want to know, you know, you're coming back to Chicago on the 9th here, and we're stoked. You're playing at a great venue at Northerly Island. When you come to Chicago, right. Is there anything you need to hit up? Any certain restaurants or anything that you can remember, or if you have some friends here?
Yeah, we have, it's funny, we have quite a few crew guys over the years. Our sound company used to be from Chicago as well. And then, you know, all these people that we knew that were on tour with us tend to live there. So one of those places, we have just tons of great friends. And, you know, the beautiful thing about Chicago is it's just neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. And I've yet to see it all, you know, but we have these, you know, just great buddies that live around town. And, saying hi again, and you know, obviously eating and nice beer, just cruising, man. You know.
Yeah. Okay. I love that, man. Let's talk a little bit about that beer that you just mentioned. I see that the Deftones had made this great partnership. You just put out the Swerve City IPA from the San Diego brewery. Is it Belching Beaver?
Right. Belching Beaver. Yep.
That's awesome. So, when did this relationship come to be, and what's the connection towards this craft IPA and the band and your next venture into, you know, the loquacious beer companies?
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I mean, definitely, it's pretty exciting. I let it be known that I am equal opportunity beer drinker. Everything from from Coors Light, Pabst, all the way up to the, you know, double, triple, you know, and all.
Oh yeah,
I like beer, but this thing's really, really, really cool, man. It's been about a little over a year now. We actually put our first beer out with them just about a little over a year ago, and that was called Phantom Bride. And it was to be a limited thing, you know, in these 22-ounce bottles, nice screen-printed bottles. And it was just, you know, so good to kind of be part of that process and taste and suggest. And, you know, and then here we are making our second one called Swerve City. But in addition, they are actually going to can the Phantom Bride.
Oh, cool.
And distribute it, like, I guess, master. So that's really cool, because it was mostly a limited thing, and, you know, people were pissed. It sold out quick, and they, knock on wood, they did well. And I think so they're going to can it and have it actually be a year-round thing, which is really exciting. So
that's awesome. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So are you taking on any more of these ventures? Like, are you looking to, you know, maybe get your own line of drums? I know you probably do have your own line of drumsticks, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, yeah, but I'd like to keep it simple, man. I mean, you know, just focus on the things that make you happy, and beer is one of them. You know, that's just a nice collaboration that we're able to do. And you know, also just for us all to kind of get together and put out into something different, you know. Who knows where that will go, but it's just an exciting thing. But yeah, there's sticks, but that's just more of a kind of a low key thing, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. So are you selling this beer on tour at your shows?
That is something we talked about. I don't know if it's, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We should. I don't know. I think we spoke about that. I'm not sure if it's ready quite yet, but I think it's something we'll be doing, because it just, you know, why not? Why not?
So the latest album, Gore, is out, available on iTunes right now. That's a fantastic album. I love what you did with it. You know, you've been progressing with your drumming for such a long time now. What do you wish you could tell young Abe, that old Abe knows, that you can impart a little bit of wisdom on your younger self? What would you tell that young Abe?
Relax. Go for it. But relax. And no, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of perspective now, just from having, you know, been at it for a while. But not much has changed, really. I mean, it's funny, it's pretty hard to believe you said the late 80s, and I was like, oh my, you know, we have been around since the late 80s as far as records out. It's, you know, the early 90s, 94, I think, our first record was out. But been around since 88, which is absolutely insane to even verbalize, you know. It doesn't feel like that at all. I don't know, it's just, I'm really just grateful to be able to still do it. And, you know, obviously, one thing I always tell people is, you know, enjoy who you do it with, you know what I mean? It's so important to just find a mix of people that have your same goals, and then go out and try to see what you can do, you know what I mean? But you've got to enjoy each other's company, because you definitely be spending a lot of time with with whoever it may be, you know.
We're speaking with Abe Cunningham of the Deftones. They're playing Northerly Island here in Chicago on the 9th. Abe, you know, I wanted to see, when you were growing up, what kind of influences did you have when you were a young drummer? Because I know that there was an incarnation into the Deftones. What kind of music, like, or album did your mom or dad put on, and you're like, this is what I have to do for the rest of my life. This is it.
I mean, you know, it's pretty cool. I was my parents were music lovers. My father was a musician among other things, but he was a bass player, and my stepdad played drums as well. So I was always around music, but I mean, there was always it was a very, very eclectic mix of music, but you know, tons of just R&B, I mean, like soul, you know, soul, Motown, psychedelic, you know, early 80s, I mean, everything, you know, it just went, so it was just a time, really, but I used to sit around and play along to the records, and later then cassettes and CDs, and just try to play and create my own thing, you know. So, nice to have parents that were patient and supportive, always, you know.
That is Abe Cunningham of the Deftones. They're playing here in Chicago on the 9th. Go and check them out with Rise Against. Abe, thank you again for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
You bet, Michael. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.